September 25th. A hole, a hill. Part 1. Today, on my way to work, I noticed that big boulder built into the bottom of the hill has been pried out and rolled about 5 feet off to the side. Behind it is a dark hole receding into the hill, a crowd gathered around it. Someone says that last night they saw a blinding light, just for a while, then nothing but a winding sheet in a pile. Someone says they saw something moving around, but by the time they got there, it was too dark to tell what. Someone says that while they slept, they heard a beautiful music in their dreams and thought they were making it themselves. Someone says he lost his voice. Someone says she found hers. Someone says they smelled roses. Someone else felt their soft petals. Someone says they saw the sky opening its eyes, the moon just glued up there before, dancing in circles with clouds. Someone saw a shaft of light coming down like a long pipe from a single star. Someone saw a dark ladder heading only up. Everything, they say, is about to change. Part 2. A little girl, 3 or 4, short black hair, pedals her trike down the hill on the other side of the road. She has fierce, wise eyes and says she is not lost. She watches us as if she has seen all of this before. No one seems to notice her, so I go that way instead of this, walk back up the hill with her to her grandmother's house. She will not let me push or pull her little bike, pedals hard the whole way. I smile, exchange pleasantries. It's a nice day, isn't it? You are very strong for such a young girl. I laugh because she does not at anything I say. Just fierce eyes, strong legs, determined to do it herself. She says the crowd around that hole in the hill was there yesterday, is there every day. She says the same people come out of their houses and look wide-eyed, as if they never saw it before. She says they always say exactly the same things, and by the end of the day, the boulder is back in place. She says she will ride down the little hill tomorrow to see it all again. No matter how often it happens, she says, nothing ever changes.